You graduate then from Georgetown?
1954, I graduated.
1954, then what do you do?
I went to law school for 1 year and then got called on active duty in the Air Force.
Okay, and that's when you went to OU Law School for one year.
That's correct.
Then how long were you on active duty?
I was on active duty for 3 years.
Where were you?
At Luke Air Force Base in Phoenix, Arizona.
And what did you do there?
I was the information services officer, put out the base newspaper, and I was also an aide to the commanding general, who is a famous guy. He wrote "God is My Co-Pilot," Robert L. Scott, Jr.
The Korean War had just died down by that time.
The Korean War was over when I graduated from college, I missed the Korean War because I was in the ROTC.
And you could stay in school and be in the ROTC.
That's correct.
And the Korean War was from 1950 to 53.
That's correct.
Started when North Korea invaded South Korea.
That war's not over, by the way.
You're
just
right.
The truth.
That's exactly right. That was pretty good duty, 3 years in the same place in Arizona.
Yes, it was. And I loved it. And I had one son born there, my middle son.
So you were married in the 50s?
In the 50s.
How many children did you have?
Three sons.
And their names?
Sam the third, who practices law in Tulsa, Ted, who practices law in Dallas, and John, who is an entrepreneur who lives in Houston, Texas.
So two followed father's footsteps.
That's correct.
And you didn't tell them they had to or anything.
No, I sure didn't.
Out of the service, you come back to OU.
That's correct. And finish up.
And finish there.
Two more years in law school.
Let's talk about football, because OU football was mighty big right about that time.
Very big.
Bud Wilkinson was the coach.
When I was in law school, that's correct.
I don't know if you ever saw him close up, or you went to their games, of course.
Yes. And I met Jay.
His son. Is there a certain game that's memorable to you that OU played?
The Notre Dame-OU game that broke the 47-game winning streak, that was the most memorable.
And the score of that game was Notre Dame 7?
7-0.
7-0, right. You distinctly remember that game.
Oh, yes.
And was there a lot of gnashing of teeth and crying because the record?
I mean, nobody left the stadium. Everybody stood up and just stood there.
They were stunned, probably.
Everybody was stunned. Nobody left the stadium. Nobody went to the exits. They just stood there.
Probably silence, huh? First time there was silence.
Very quiet.
Any OU law professors that were important to you? Any mentors?
Well, they were all important, but there were several of them that I liked more than others. One was a man named Gene Kuntz, K-U-N-T-Z, who was an oil and gas expert and had written a law book on oil and gas. When he retired, he became a partner with McAfee and Taft, which is a large law firm first started in Oklahoma City and now has Tulsa offices, and a law professor by the name of Joe Rarick, who taught us property. And interesting story, the beginning of the oil and gas law revolved around hunting and the rule of capture. The rule of capture was that if you shot wild game and you remained in pursuit, even though you hadn't killed it, that when it eventually died or somebody else shot it, you could claim it because you remained in pursuit of this animal. I remembered that, and I used to go duck hunting down on the Lexington Game Refuge south of Norman. One morning I was there and I shot a mallard duck, wounded it, and it flew across this pond and fell dead in the water in front of a line full of engineer students. One of the engineers grabbed the duck and put it in his duck blind, and I waded across the inlet in my pants. I didn't have any waterproof on. I told these guys, I said, "Give me my duck." And they said, "What do you mean your duck? That duck's our duck. We shot that duck." And I said, "I wounded that duck and I was in hot pursuit, and under the rule of capture, that duck was mine." And I reached into the blind and grabbed the duck by the neck and took it back across the inlet and put it in my blind.
It's a good thing you'd had that teaching in pursuit of.
I was so confident in my position, I think I intimidated those engineers.
I think so. By the way, were you beginning to feel like you were going to specialize into a certain kind of law at that time?
No, I was in the general practice of law. I did everything from soup to nuts.